After so the Giants are keeping everybody up there. Eagles aren't going to make any changes. Jerry's not really saying what the hell he's doing down in Dallas. It seems quite possible, maybe even likely, that the NFC East brings back all four coaches.
We'll take it.
What do you think ends up happening with McCarthy?
I don't know. I think as Jerry began to look around, he's going to realize this is all pointing back to him. There's nobody else. He don't have anybody to blame anymore. So he may stay with McCarthy, but hell, he could wake up tomorrow and just change his mind.
Jerry was asked today about bringing in a general manager or staying as general manager. And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones emphatically answered, "I didn't buy an investment. I bought an occupation. I bought something I was going to do. I was 46. I bought something that I was going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what I'm doing." So Jerry's going to keep calling the shots, clearly. There's been no real decision about McCarthy. I could see that linger. There's also like, you know, what else are you going to do? Well, you think it's a little lame. Maybe they went with Trey Lance just because they wanted to give him a chance. But if Cooper Rush had started that game, he would have made another $500,000 in incentives. It's hard not to think that if you're going to go to Trey Lance, you'd already been eliminated from the playoffs. Wouldn't you want him to get more work?
Yeah. Trey Lance, what he showed me yesterday, they got to get away from that.
I agree. I'm just saying, do you think Dallas went to Lance for week 18 just so they didn't have to pay Cooper Rush the incentives? That's so...
Bruh. Leagues, teams are petty, dog. That's been happening for years. Hell, what was the boom? Was it Boomer? Was in what you call him in Arizona, where he had a $2.5 million deal. If he would have he'd take 2-3 snaps. They didn't play him. If he wasn't injured, if Cooper Rush was not injured, he has to go to the PA and let them fight for you just like they did for Boomer Esiason. He got paid this $2.5 million.
Okay, good.
Because the guy played in the game before, he finished up strong, and you don't play him just because? The only thing that you probably don't play him for, because you didn't want to pay him his bonus? Come on, man.
Dude, so Ben Johnson, I saw this report. He is going to take interviews. He might do all sorts of stuff, but he needs organizational alignment. It is remarkable. Last year, that was on the table in Washington, and he didn't like it because they were basketball people.
What he's going to realize is people are going to keep coming to you, and you're going to keep having your requests, and they're going to stop asking your ass. You're going to be stuck where you're at.
Landfill, if you owned an NFL team and you got to hire somebody, available now, who are you calling?
To be the head coach?
Yeah.
I kind of like Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel?
Kind of like Brian Flores. I kind of like Bill Belichick.
Bill's in Chapel Hill now.
But he's got an out.
I think he would leave in a second. I like Aaron Glenn a lot. I think what that Lions
defense...
What he
did with that defense and all those people missing last night? That's impressive.
I got to say, I am curious by Josh McCown. McCown is a guy that everybody that ever meets him loves this guy. And I think he's getting a bunch of interviews. I don't even know that he's been a coordinator. It's interesting. I think he is quarterback coach for the Vikings right now, and clearly the work done with Darnold. Although Darnold's carriage turned back into a pumpkin last night. Joining us now is Steve Berline. Steve, how are you, man? Thanks for making some time.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I had the mute on for a second. I apologize.
No problem. It is all good. Obviously, we know the work you do with Dallas. What did you think with the Commanders in town yesterday?
Well, you know, it was obviously a kind of a unique situation with the Cowboys having nothing really to play for and kind of getting a look at Trey Lance and, you know, the Commanders obviously having a game plan in place to let Marcus Mariota play the whole second half. And, you know, and obviously we got into the effect of the outcome on the overall seeding, whether it was going to be the Commanders in the sixth or seventh spot. So that was, you know, we were following all those dynamics, but it was a very unique game for all those different reasons. And, you know, it seemed as though in the first half, you know, Jaden Daniels never really got the chemistry or the offense flowing the way that we had obviously become accustomed to seeing him get it going for most of the year. And then when Marcus came in the second half, it really, the offense really opened up and started clicking, which was really surprising to us from a, you know, from an opponent standpoint. We were all not sure about how that was all going to work out as far as how much of the game Jaden was going to be playing. And, you know, we were obviously excited to see him up close and personal after seeing him, you know, 5 weeks ago in Washington. But long story short, you know, this is a good young football team you guys have there. And Jaden Daniels, obviously one of the top young quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he's got nothing but great days ahead of him. And I'm excited to see whether they can show up ready to play this week and, you know, and you know, try and make a little bit of a run here. This kid seems to be one of those guys that can get a team ready to go and can carry a team when it needs to.
Absolutely. Yesterday was kind of a fluky situation, I think. Like I don't know if you saw it this way, too. It seemed like Washington didn't really game plan for Dallas. It may be in an effort. They knew they were in the playoffs, and they just didn't want to show a whole lot. I don't know. It just – Jaden didn't look right. They were down a few offensive linemen. Once Parsons had two sacks in the first three snaps, it just seemed like there was, like, this pivot away from, all right, we're not gonna do anything too risky here.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, and I think as we got into the game, it became more clear that was kind of the mentality that Washington had. And we were talking about, well, okay, if they're the sixth seed, they go to L.A. and play the Rams. If they're the seventh seed, they go to Philadelphia. And I was early on, I was like, well, I would think they would, you know, they want to play and win this game, and I'd rather go to L.A. than go to Philadelphia. But then as we talked through it, I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure about that because the Rams are playing as well as anybody right now. And I think when the Commanders really looked at this ball game, they were like, it really doesn't matter whether we're going to Philadelphia or going to L.A. They're both teams that are playing really well. We got to find a way to make sure that we get through this game healthy and that we can go into that game, the big playoff game next week, with all of our horses healthy, ready to go and focused on that. And it seemed like that was kind of the mentality on the sideline too, when you saw kind of how light it was with Jaden Daniels laughing all the way through that second half.
Yeah.
And the mentality, I think, was really positive. It's like, hey, let's get through this one and let's focus on next week, because that's when it really matters.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought it was like a situation where they wanted to get out healthy. They weren't concerned about the other stuff. They wanted to get out healthy.
Right.
And then for me though, it's like Sean McVay didn't play his players. A lot of coaches do that these days where they don't play guys. They go out a different mindset. Then the next week they feel they can rile their guys up. And I believe that Dan has a certain feel for his team that he knows he won't have a problem getting them ready for next week.
Well, I'm sure they addressed it. I'm sure that was probably the plan all week was, hey, we're going to go out, we're going to play hard, but we're only looking for, you know, we're going to rest some guys. We're going to make sure that, you know, you talk about your center, Biadasz, you know, he probably could have gone yesterday, but they probably made a decision that, hey, you know, let's just make sure that he's 100% or as close to 100% going into the playoffs as we possibly can. And I think that was the mentality they probably took with everybody. And the whole team, you know, the majority of those guys obviously understand the significance of going into the playoffs and what this means, the opportunity. And Brian, you know, I mean, you don't get a whole lot of opportunities. A lot of guys don't get the opportunity ever to go to the playoffs.
Yeah. Right.
And so the focus is on, hey, let's make sure that we don't lose the momentum that we've built up. But let's also understand that winning and losing this ball game really doesn't matter that much to what our overall goal is, and that's to try to make a run deep into the playoffs and see how far we can take this thing. So it became clear that was kind of the mentality they had. And to come away with the win, ended up being a bonus, I think, because the way they did it at the end of the game and other – and I mean, this team now, I think, believes, your team, the Commanders, believes that no matter what the situation is, and especially when Jaden Daniels is in there, they can find a way to come back and win ball games at the end as long as they're within striking distance. And that's a dangerous team. When they really mm-hmm. believe that and feel that, you know, that's a big deal.
Talking with Steve Beuerlein here. You can give him a follow at Steve Beuerlein, STEVEBEUERLEIN. NFL quarterback for 14 seasons, over 100 starts in the NFL. It's interesting, Steve, because I was checking out your Twitter profile, and you were kind of talking about Jaden earlier, not just after the Cowboys game, but kind of what he did against the Eagles and then the Falcons. How impressed have you been by Jaden throughout the season?
Well, this goes back. First off, I'm not upset about this at all, but I played 17 years in the NFL. I just had, for whatever reason, sometimes it comes out where my injured reserve years, they don't give me credit in the bio sometimes, so I don't know why that is. But so, that's a minor issue.
Well,
the more important thing that we're talking about is Jaden Daniels, and you're 100% right. I was on him in terms of being like a really dynamic, and I called it when the Commanders drafted him that he was going to be the offensive rookie of the year. I had the chance to cover him several times when he was playing at LSU, and the development that I saw in him, and especially the jump from his second to last year at LSU to his final year under Brian Kelly and Mike Denbrock, I just saw him develop and mature, and I was like, this kid's ready. I mean, his athletic ability, obviously nobody ever questioned that, but what he showed me his final year at LSU was the ability to stand in the pocket, get through his reads, make the right decision quickly on time, and get the ball out to the right guy accurately, and then take the shots at the right time and deliver the ball down the field with accuracy. To me, he looked like an NFL quarterback that senior year, and I felt that whoever got him was going to have, I really felt he was the best quarterback coming out last year. And, thank goodness he's made me look good with that prediction because he played so well.
He has a calmness about himself on the field that I think when you other teammates around you and the quarterback is calm, it keeps your whole offense that way.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, that position is so key. And when the quarterback has that air about him, that confidence, and he's now backed it up several times, they've seen him do it. He just kind of makes it look easy. Kind of you go back to his mentality and his presence on the field at the end of those games. It reminds me of a guy that we all know, Joe Montana. He was always so cool in those moments. It was like, okay, this is why we're here. This is what it's all about. Of course we're going to go down and win this ball game. There's enough time to get it done. We're going to go down and do it right now. And everybody buys into it. Everybody believes it. And it's amazing how that infectious attitude really makes a difference at the end of those ball games when everybody really believes that it's going to happen.
It's interesting because it's so hard to quantify that or predict it. But when you do it four straight times to end the season and really just kind of throughout this year, there's a sense that nothing's over till it's all the way over. And so much of that starts with Jaden.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I know the two games prior to the game yesterday, they were down 10 points in the fourth quarter, I believe. And in both of those games, they came back and find a way to get it done. And, there's no doubt that what Dan Quinn is building there culture-wise and the decision to hire him was a great one. But when you find that guy that can step into that huddle and can carry that pressure and those expectations and make it look so easy and so natural, that is a very, very rare individual that can step in there and handle it, especially as a rookie. And,
yes.
You know, I just think he's got great things in front of him, without a doubt.
Talking with Steve Berline here, 17-year quarterback in the NFL.
Thank you.
Steve.
Yeah, but you fought through all those years, Steve. You won them all, man.
Listen, I can tell you because we've had other former players on, and B has said it too. It's IR practice squad years on Pro Football Reference, which is like kind of the official place to look this stuff up. They don't
right.
show up. So I stand corrected with some regularity, but please believe it's not me trying to downplay the accomplishment.
No, heck no. I don't feel that way at all. I mean, you know, that's just, it's everybody does their data a little bit differently and they present it that way. So no, I don't take it personal at all.
All right, good. I am curious though, with your work on the Dallas radio broadcast, what you think happens there. John Mara came out and said that they're keeping everybody. Joe Shane and Daboll are going to stick around. You're seeing some firings today. You're seeing some guys get kept. Mike McDaniel in Miami, getting kept. What do you think happens with McCarthy?
That's a great question. You know, I think early in the year with the struggles that this team had, even when Dak was healthy before he got hurt, this team, the Cowboys, was not playing at a high level. And it was just obvious that something was missing. And I really believed that the team just wasn't ready to play week in and week out. The way that they were getting hammered. I'm not talking about just getting beat at home. They were getting pounded at home. And it goes back to the last game last year when they played, they hosted Green Bay in the playoffs, mm-hmm. first round of the playoffs in Dallas. Now, remember, this is a team that had won 16 games in a row at home coming into that playoff game last year against Green Bay. And then they got just destroyed. Green Bay ran right over them in the playoffs. And then the first six home games this year, they lost. And it was like, what has happened to this organization all of a sudden? And then, of course, Dak gets hurt, and it continues to spiral a little bit. But what we were impressed with as the season went along, the team never quit. And they had some really, really major injury problems on the defense. I mean, I'm talking, if you were to analyze how many guys they lost and had to rotate in and go through with that defense all year, it was amazing. And then by the end of the year, they were actually playing really well. So I think the case is pretty strong, and Jerry Jones is not a guy that's going to make a rash decision. There's only been one time I think he's fired a head coach during the season. So he's always been able to get through the season, take a step back and evaluate it, and he'll weigh the pros and cons. I think you can make a case either way for it. It seems as though the last couple weeks it's been trending toward Jerry's going to give McCarthy a new deal. And, you know, it's I don't know which way I would say is the way that I would lean one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, but I wouldn't be surprised if they end up working it out. And the question then becomes whether McCarthy wants to explore what other options are out there. And he may have the leverage now because Jerry may want to try to bring it back.
That'd be fascinating if this ends up with McCarthy having leverage on Jerry. Steve, last
right.
thing, as a Notre Dame guy, you're down in the Final Four in college football. What's your you got the Domers winning this thing or what?
You know, I my heart says yes, my head says no, but I didn't think we'd get through last week in Georgia, you know, and beating Georgia. And truly, if you really step back and think about that ball game last week, it wasn't. Notre Dame people are thinking, oh, we pounded Georgia, we killed them. I was like, you know what, we really didn't. We only had 240 yards of total offense. Our scoring came. We kicked the field goal with like 2 minutes left in the first half. We got a sack fumble on the next play. We had a 13-yard touchdown pass, one play, 13-yard drive. And then we returned the kickoff to open the second half. Those 17 points right there in like 54 seconds. And that was what determined the ball game. Now, our defense obviously played well. Against the backup quarterback and against a Georgia team that really isn't the same Georgia team that they've been over the past, you know, 8 to 10 years. But still, it's a good football team that's played in big games. So the bottom line is we got it done. We're there. And I think we got a good matchup against Penn State. I think we'll win this week, and you're going to see us going up against probably Ohio State in the national championship game. And once you get there, you know, on any given Sunday, as they always say, it can happen. So my fingers are crossed. I hope it works out. But, you know, my mind tells me that it's probably a little bit of a pipe dream. I don't think it's really going to happen. But if it does, boy, I'll be fired up like everybody else.
Dream big, baby. Dream big.
Yeah, man. It's been it's been cool to watch, and it's definitely some unexpected matchups. And I think that game against Penn State could be awesome. Steve, we got to run, man. Thank you for making time with us.
Okay, guys. Anytime. Sorry, I was a little bit hard to track down this morning.
No All problem, good, bro. Not a big deal. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye, man.
Steve Berline. Check him out at Steve Berline on X and Instagram. He does all the Cowboys games. Watched Washington win that thing late, miracle, whatever you want to call it. One more this season. They've been stacking them up. Another guy that stacks them up, Paul Henry. If you're looking to get new windows, new doors, anything you need done at your house, hit up Paul Henry's Window Installation. They redid all the doors and windows in my house, and especially when it's cold like this, man, makes a huge difference not to have that cold draft coming through. Working with Paul has really changed my home. It could do the same for you. Call Paul this month in January. Receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
Yeah, when I was flying back home last night, I was thinking about that exactly. I know it gets real, real cold. We were talking about the snow and everything coming in. And, you know, if you have drafty windows, you'll be feeling just like it is outside, inside. Well, I knew when I stepped in my house, it was going to be cozy. Had the heat on. I didn't have to worry about any draft. Paul did all my windows. He did all my doors. He did my garage doors over in my detached garage. And everything is absolutely terrific. Paul does a great job. And as I said many a times, he comes in, he takes care of it the first time. So he doesn't have to come back and constantly do these different little maintenance things for you. He gets it done first. You can call Paul right now to receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. And tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Grant and Danny coming your way next, 2 o'clock. I do want to maybe open the phones if you got a – I'm curious how the roads are because we're going to get out of here soon. Give us a little heads up how we're looking. Because it's certainly not snowing hard now, but it is still snowing.
Yeah.
Did they do more work on the roads? But I want to
know. Yeah,
I wasn't impressed this morning.
I think it outpaced what they could do, but I'm with you. It wasn't in great shape. I'm hoping we – how do you think the ride home is going to be? Chill?
Slow.
Landfill, are you going home or are you sticking around? Landfill's going home. Jeffrey, what about you?
I'm going home for sure, bro.
Jeff asked me to go play golf earlier today. You know, I just ignored him.
That's so dumb. Jeff was lounging on the couch in the green room. Like, Jeff really made himself comfortable.
Nah, bro. I got here rather early.
What time?
This morning. Like 8:30.
You metro?
No, I drove.
I tried to be a real thinker this morning. I left early, had to get up, shovel my yard, all that stuff. It was great. All right, if you want to call in and give us a road update, phones are open. Jeff can take them. Now, B. Mitch, let's run through all the matchups that are set for this weekend.
All right.
It seems like they've kind of walked away from, remember that used to be super wild card weekend?
Yeah.
I think they're still calling it that, but they've kind of downplayed it a bit.
Don't worry. It'll get a little hyped up before this weekend is over.
No matter what happens in the universe, you can count on the Houston Texans playing Saturday afternoon. That is always the slot they get.
They normally get it.
Texans are home underdogs with the Chargers coming to town.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The Chargers have played well, man. I think Herbert has played way better this year. Their defense is tough. And the Texans, to me, their offense has not been anywhere close to what they were last year. And defensively, they are not getting those. They used to take advantage of every opportunity they got last year. This year, they don't seem to be getting that done. But
I tend to agree.
I have a feeling that they're going to be ready to play in Houston, though.
I do, too. Stroud's turned it over a lot more, but he has proven to be a pretty big-game player, I've always thought. That should be a good one. And then Saturday night, Ravens hosting the Steelers. Have you looked at the line in this?
No.
What would you guess it to be?
I would think the Ravens just...
Knowing the Steelers have beat them this year.
Yeah, but it was just last game wasn't a blowout the other way.
Right.
So I would say about 5.5.
Dude, 10.
Nah, I don't see it as that.
That's crazy, man.
All that's right. Going to change before we get to it.
These phones are coming in about the roads. Let's go to my guy Jason in Rockville. Jason, how are the roads out there, dude?
What's up, fellas? Well, I had to go pick up my lovely 13-year-old daughter. Oh, man, I'm so tired. Downtown near the Capitol, from Rockville all the way down to North Capitol Street.
Ooh.
What would parents do, man? It was brutal, and I'm just coming back from DuPont, around DuPont Circle, coming back, cutting around Connecticut, going northbound. And
so
it's,
specifically, how is that area? Because I'm going to be on Connecticut in about a half hour.
It's like, it's not that great, to be honest. It's because people don't, I have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So I'm just going real slow, and people are just going fast, trying to get past the traffic lights. I'm like, this is where accidents come in. People don't know what they're doing. They just got to go real slow, and I think you're good to go. And it, by the way, it is circle, not roundabout, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
All right.
Jeffrey, answer line three. All right. I think that Ravens Steelers thing is crazy to be a 10-point spread.
Yeah, I think so.
But, dude, the Steelers at the same time have fallen hard. And this is.
They fall hard, but you know one thing? Mike gets them to play at this time of the year.
They haven't won a playoff game in like 7 years.
He gets them to play, though. But still, I think the Ravens better be on alert. And I bet I get a phone call from Ben because I got a little Raven fan, buddy. Gets on my nerves.
I mean, talk about limping in. The Ravens lost 4 in a row to end the season. I'm sorry, the Steelers, rather.
Yeah.
Steelers lost 4 in a row to end the season. And I know, like, it's hard for us in Washington because it's been just to be steadily good would be so awesome. But for Pittsburgh, man, they haven't won a playoff game since the 2015 season. It's almost 10 years. Would you ever grow tired of that?
Tired of what?
Not winning in the playoffs. I mean, they keep finishing around.
Because like I keep telling you, when you make it to the playoffs all the time, now the expectation is for the next step is for you to win.
Right.
If you just make it and don't win, you'll be looking for a job.
Speaking of winning, our guy Rev T is on the line. It takes a village, Reverend.
Reverend, what's up?
How you been, buddy?
Oh, man, I've been good like Hollywood. And I'm trying to tell all you Bammers it's Victory Monday, but it's snowing outside. First thing I want to do is I want to wish safe travels to our Commander fans that went down to Dallas, man, that's trying to get back, man, in this snow from Dallas back up here to the DMV. Just safe travels there. Safe travels to everybody out there. Because I was trying to be smooth this morning and thought I was going to go to 7-Eleven and say, oh, thank heaven. I almost saw heaven. Almost saw heaven this morning. I thought I was going to get in the teller and ride. Well, I ended up coming right back out. And then my daughter, she looking at me, talking about she about to go outside to play in the snow. You know what I just told her, JP and B Mitch?
What's that?
You'll be back. You'll be right back in here. Man, it's nasty outside. JP, y'all better go get a hotel room. Tell Chris Kennard, go ahead and put y'all some hotel rooms. And y'all just lay low like
this. Are the roads that bad, Brad?
Hey, man, JP, listen to the Reverend every now and then. It's nasty out there, bro. Let them people do their thing. I'm out here in Prince William County, where the rich people are. Man, they ain't hit my roads yet. They ain't hit my roads yet. No. Stay home. Stay home, enjoy Victory Monday. Go look to figure out how y'all going to pay to spend all the money to get to Tampa Bay because I'm trying right now. And this woman going to cuss me out. But I'm just saying, it's Victory Monday. Enjoy the moment and just be safe. Y'all know who this is, and I ain't never short of my words. I sure wish them Bama's free Rev T next year. The people's like, man, just say it with me. Come on, JP, in the snow.
Rev T.
Rev T. Y'all Bammers be safe. Believe it. Guess what? I love all y'all Bammers. March with me. Ow! Love somebody, Bammers.
Thank you, Reverend.
He said he loves us. He sure calls us Bama a lot, don't he?
Sure does. It's a wild ride.
I love your ears, JP. I love your ears.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord.
That hits me right in the feels, Reverend. Thank you. Man of the cloth, Rev T. When we come back, is there any sports going on tonight? We'll make some bets. Caps play, I think. Nobody go anywhere. Shout out to Darius Rucker. Bad news out of Green Bay. Christian Watson tore his ACL.
Ooh.
So they won't have him for the Eagles game.
They don't have a problem.
Antonio Pierce addressing the media. I'd say beleaguered Raiders coach, perhaps.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce says any noise about his job status is coming from outside the building and that he hasn't heard anything different other than he's coming back for 2025.
Right.
That's a difficult one for me in Vegas because I think that team just stinks. I think Pierce does a pretty good job of exciting those players and getting them to play. But I just don't think they had anything. The quarterback situation was terrible. Devontae demands a trade like week 5 or whatever.
Yeah. The front office is going to have to help protect him. Give him something to work with.
Raiders played hard late. I mean, they won 2 of their last 3. Yeah. But if I'm a coach that at one point they lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
Hard to keep a gig when you lose 10 in a row.
I mean, like it's your first year, and a lot of times you see a bunch of coaches come in the first year, and their team suck. What happened this year with this team don't always happen. So I give you the second year, if they would lose 10 more in a row, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Then again, if you have a team that's not good, you don't have a quarterback, what could you expect?
I think the good news for Pierce, frankly, is – the Raiders are still paying John Gruden and Josh McDaniels. I think they just don't want to pay another coach not to work,
mm-hmm.
which may not be how you want to keep your job, but you want to keep your job, so take it. However it goes.
100%.
We didn't get through all of the games, B. We got through Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Both surprised at the size of that Ravens line, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be that big.
No.
I always talk about the playing against rivals. This is no difference.
Right, totally. Now, this number doesn't shock me. Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Bills are hosting the Broncos. What do you think for that?
I will look at probably about 9 to 10.
Nailed it. Bills are 9-point favorites in that one. You know, it'll be really interesting. Bo Nix showed a lot this year. A lot early on. And then, you know, your coach is supposed to protect a rookie quarterback. Nothing went downfield. That did start to change a little as the season got late and Bo Nix hit some pretty big plays late in the year. That's a big number for a Broncos team that plays good defense, has a good offensive line, pretty balanced. I think Buffalo wins, but that's a big number.
Yeah.
Packers Eagles is Sunday at 4:30. What do you think that one is?
Well, they don't have Watson now, so it's going to be about 6.5, 7.
Eagles minus 4.5. Dude, nobody's seen Jalen Hurts play in a month.
Yeah. But they sure in the hell saw Saquon play.
You worry about the rust at all for Philly? Although their second and third stringers beat the hell out of the Giants. You think Philly wins that running away?
I'm not
1-53. I don't.
They better have it on. They better hope they have it on the day that they play the game.
Right. We've talked pretty much for hours about Commanders Bucks, Vikings Rams, Monday night. What do you think that line is in L.A.?
Vikings Rams, and they're playing in L.A.?
Yeah.
Ooh, bro.
Gonna be a lot of purple in there.
It might be about. Vikings may still be favored, but I'll think about 2 or 3.
1.5.
Mm.
Vikings are favored by 1.5. I don't know if maybe that'll change as the week goes on. It's only Monday. That game's a week away. Fun show for a victory Monday. Your Washington Commanders have 12 wins. Sunday Night Football, a date with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers see if they keep playing in the wild card round.
The Buccaneers.
Thank you to Doug Kammerer for joining us. Thank you to Steve Berline for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Be safe out there. The snow's never going away. Seriously, drive carefully. Grant Definitely. And Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you some condiments.